We are recording, everyone. Watch your language, Sam. Good evening, everyone. We're getting tonight's meeting started. I ask that we all rise for the pledge of
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Miller, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan. Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Ms. Quiatek.
Present.
Ms. Laird.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. Colon.
Present. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Mr. Callahan had already previously advised he's on vacation and out of the area for this meeting. And
I measure that a chamber event, our own Darlene Heller being awarded, being provided with an award, so he didn't want to be there, so present.
The name rings a bell?
Yes.
And congratulations to Ms. Heller. So we will continue on with our agenda, approval of the minutes for the May 21st, 2025 meeting. Any comments on the minutes? Minutes stand approved. Moving on to public comment. This is for any subject not being voted on this evening. As is custom, I ask everyone please state your name for the record for Mr. Miller. And we do have a 5-minute time limit. We have two individuals signed up, starting with Artie Curatola.
Hi, I'm Artie Curatola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Southside. I'd like to present something that will help make our city become the little apple. To do things that are going to upscale our city. The most we can do, everything we can do to make it better, is a plus. I mean, like some old biker friends of mine, they started a new bikers club. They're all, older, even the biker that's the owner of the shanty restaurant in Allentown and other different bikers. The sons of Alzheimer's, but first they gotta find their bikes. But anyway, one thing that would really, really help, there's an article that, of course, in your house, somebody brings somebody to your house that you don't want in, you could say, hey, really, wait outside till I'm done talking to him or her, and then you just go on your way, but I don't want too many people in my house. That's your house. It's your private property. But if you own a venue, a club, a bar, a restaurant, anything that's open to the public, the article needs to be changed. Because it's not making us look pretty good. It's making us look really bad. In New York City, they don't do this. In a bar, if they don't like somebody, they don't feel they're proper, we don't want them in our place. We want you to leave. They don't have to give a reason. We want you to leave. You should have a reason. And if there is a reason, if they cause a scene, then they should be barred for a certain length of time. Not for eternity. Like ArtsQuest has barred me, and no, I didn't cause a scene. I didn't assault anybody. The cops didn't arrest me. I didn't use no vulgar language. But however, I'm barred forever from ArtsQuest because the head of ArtsQuest had a vendetta because I pulled him off the stage. And about 10 years earlier, he said, I'm going to get back at you one day. Nobody left the Bankel Cinema Theater in my comedy show. It was packed. Not one person got up and booed and said, you're a racist. Nobody. A lot of Hispanic friends of mine were there. They thought my humor was funny. They enjoyed it. I don't insult people. I try not anyway. I mean, I don't know, sometimes I might insult some people without by putting too much humor. But not there that night. Nobody got up and walked out. But yet I'm forever barred. And other people are forever barred in places. Should be a time limit. It's a private, it's not a private, it's a public establishment. If it's a private club, I can see. Public establishments, they've got to change the article. Think about changing that article to making it that they have a time limit. Even if the person causes the scene, the cops are there. 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, not eternity. You know, like, but anyway, that would make our area a little bit more tighter. And people winding, and that escalates to whereas people that patronize the place wind up saying, well, like I found out when I went to an establishment, because of what happened at this one establishment, why I'm hosting a show or I'm performing, you're not permitted at my place. And I was told to leave because of that. So, however, I left, no problem. You know, like, my money's good anywhere. I don't, you know. But, oh, anyway, the thing is, look, we should look at the article. The article should be the owners of the place need to have a reason. They need to have a just cause to eliminate somebody, not just eliminate them for eternity. And still, city council can't do anything with Arts Quest to get me back to performing at Music Fest because I insulted somebody, but I didn't use no vulgar language. He did, but I didn't. Anyway, I'm Artie Caratola. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Caratola. Our next speaker is Harry Faber.
Harry Faber. What is happening in Gaza is not just a war. It is a systematic dismantling of human life on a scale that history will remember with horror. The numbers are staggering, the suffering is unimaginable, and the moral failure of the world to stop it is unconscionable. The violence did not emerge in a vacuum. It is fueled by rhetoric that dehumanizes an entire people. Following the murder of the two Israeli embassy workers, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared, "Free Palestine is just today's Heil Hitler." This is not just a reckless analogy, it is a deliberate framing that justifies annihilation and the criminalization of conscientious objectors. According to The Economist, we know that the number of Palestinians estimated by Gaza's authorities to have died from traumatic injuries is 52,615. Due to the near total collapse of the Gaza Ministry of Health, The Economist's lowest but reasonable estimate of violent deaths from traumatic injuries was 78,000. Their higher and much more realistic estimate is 112,000. Now, in this analysis, they are only discussing violent deaths. That's people who have been bombed, shot, incinerated, suffocated under rubble, shredded, decapitated. I can go on. As I mentioned earlier, in Gaza, there has been a near total destruction of the entire healthcare system. Think of all the people who have had cancer, heart conditions, diabetes, you name it. We have a total siege, plus the near total destruction of the ability of the people in Gaza to produce its own food. We have the destruction of nearly all homes and thus a lack of shelter. The displacement of almost the entire population multiple times. The lack of available fresh water. Again, I can go on. If 112,000 people have been killed from violence alone, well, frankly, I would be scared to try and estimate the overall death toll at this point. Bearing in mind that the pre-war population was roughly 2.2 to 2.3 million, that would mean that around 5% of the entire population suffered violent deaths in just 19 months. This is not speculation. Even former leaders of Israel itself are speaking out. Ehud Olmert, the former prime minister and predecessor to Netanyahu, now says, quote, "What Israel is doing in Gaza is a war of annihilation, indiscriminate, unrestrained, brutal, and criminal killing of civilians. We are doing this not because of an accidental loss of control in a particular sector, not because of a disproportionate outburst of fighters in some unit, but as a result of policy dictated by the government, knowingly, intentionally, viciously, maliciously, recklessly. Yes, we are committing war crimes." Even the U.S. government has admitted it. Matthew Miller, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, stated plainly, "Israel, without a doubt, has committed war crimes." Gaza is not just a humanitarian crisis, nor is it just a genocide. It is a moral test for us all. History will judge not only the perpetrators, but those who stood by in silence. We cannot say we didn't know. The numbers are there. The testimonies are there. The footage is there. We live in the digital age. The only question left is, what will Bethlehem, the city on the hill, do about it?
Thank you, Mr. Faber. That concludes everyone who has signed up in advance. So I'll go around the room again. This is public comment for anything that we're not voting on tonight. Or is there anyone to the left who wants to make comment? I turn to the wide center. Conclude to the right. Thank you. We're going to move on to our second public comment. No one has signed up in advance. So again, this is for anything that's being voted on tonight, ordinance or resolution. Was there anyone in the room who wants to make comment on anything that we're voting on tonight? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Any old business from members of council? Any new business from members of council? We're going to move on to communications. Mr. Miller, 6A.
May 28, 2025, memorandum and proposed resolution from Director of Water and Sewer Resources, Edward Prascola. The memorandum seeks authorization to execute an agreement with the Apollo Group Incorporated of Kingston, PA, to complete electrical work at the Apple Butter Road pump station. Cost is $111,499, and completion is expected by October 29th of 2025. There are no renewals. The Apollo Group was determined to be the lowest responsible bidder.
And Resolution 10A is on the agenda tonight. 6B.
A May 28, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Director of Water and Sewer Resources, Edward Bostola. Mr. Bostola seeks authorization to execute an agreement with DOLI Construction Corporation of Chalfont to provide new metering and equipment upgrades at the Apple Butter Road pump station. Cost is $264,125 and completion is expected by October 29th of 2025. There are no renewals. DOLI was determined to be the lowest responsible bidder.
And Resolution 10B is on the agenda tonight. 6C.
A June 3rd, 2025 memorandum and attached resolution from Sean Ziller, Deputy Director of Economic Development. Mr. Ziller outlines the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program, which is Commonwealth Redevelopment Grant Program. City Council in 2021 through 2023 passed three resolutions for this program to assist in the redevelopment of the Goodman Building project located at 30 and 32 East 3rd Street. Mr. Ziller recommends Council pass a new resolution authorizing submission of the RACP application to receive an additional $500,000 grant. RACP grants for this project total $2.5 million.
And Resolution 10C is on the agenda. 6D.
May 28, 2025 memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. The permittee is ArtsQuest and the event is the 2025 Sabor Latin Festival. Event times and dates will be 6 p.m. until midnight on June 27th and 4 p.m. until midnight on June 28th. Permit duration will be 2 p.m. until midnight on both dates. Premises will be First Street from Founders Way to the Eastern Terminus.
And Resolution 10D is on the agenda. 6E.
A May 28, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is ArtsQuest and the event is the 2025 Independence Day celebration. Events will be held from 3 to 10 p.m. on July 4th. Permit duration will be 3 until 11:30 p.m. on the same date. Premises will include First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First and Second Streets.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. 6F.
A May 28, 2025 memorandum from Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached use permit agreement and resolution. Permittee is ArtsQuest and the event is the 2025 One Earth Reggae Fest. Events will be held from noon to midnight on July 5th. Permit duration will be from 8 a.m. on July 5th until 2 a.m. on July 6th. Premises will be First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First and Second Streets.
And Resolution 10F is on the agenda tonight. Moving on to reports. I don't have anything to report this evening. Mr. Evans?
First one is, to begin, I have an administrative order, number 5. I hereby appoint Kathy Fletcher at 134 East Broad Street, Unit 204, Bethlehem, PA 18018, as Director of Planning and Zoning. The appointment is effective as of June 9th, 2025.
Administrative order, Kathy Fletcher to the Director of Public and Zoning position. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Thank you, Ms. For Director of Planning and Zoning. Is there any discussion on the appointment? I will ask then, I know as we recognize Ms. Heller, longtime city employee, often celebrated and lauded here in Town Hall for her work and long career. This is a very serious appointment, taken over for someone who had such institutional knowledge and was so involved in, as we talk about some of the historical elements of our rezoning dating back over a decade ago and such. Can you just briefly speak, Mr. Evans, to what the recruitment process looked like for Ms. Fletcher and how many individuals may have been considered for the position, and if there's any insight that you could give us briefly on what it was about this particular applicant that the administration chose to bring her name forward?
I think there were a number of things that made her the primary candidate. It was extensive. It was lengthy. The process involved a number of applicants that were met both remote, that turned into first interviews, that turned into second interviews. Ms. Fletcher, who was chosen, was local in that she's a Lehigh University graduate. She also became a Boston University master's graduate. She's been doing work in the Northeast, but we're very excited to have her interested in the city of Bethlehem, and she is moving back, making her home in the city of Bethlehem as she takes on this position. The hope is if she's appointed tonight and she's confirmed tonight that she would start with us on Monday. I would turn to Ms. Collins, who may be in a little bit later this evening, or is expected to be in a little bit later this evening. She's also at the chamber event. She was the one that as it's her department, that was involved in the interviews and the final decisions. But that's what I can report at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Evans.
Sure.
Councilwoman Laird.
Was Ms. Heller, because I know she continued to, or possibly continues to do some part-time assisting, was she able to participate in the search process at all?
I would refer to Ms. Collins on that. I know Ms. Heller is still working with us, and she's expected after the transition to continue to be available to help with the transition. But with regard to the interviews themselves, that would be Laura and the mayor.
Got it. But Ms. Heller will be able to help onboard.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Wonderful.
Any other discussion from members of council? Mr. Miller, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0. 6-0. Pardon.
Thank you. I do have some other items to report now at the appointment. Thank you for the vote. More staffing updates. We are happy to announce that 4 new police officers started yesterday. City of Bethlehem, 1 will move directly into service. 3 will attend the academy. The 1 had already attended academy, had the Act 120 certification. So that officer will immediately move into day-to-day service. On June 13th, we have one cadet currently at an academy, and that cadet will graduate and join as well. That will bring our current vacancies in the police department to 8. That number is what we talk about from time to time. It's the battle to get cadets to the academies and graduate them from the academies. Also, with regard to staffing and academies, the fire department. We have, if you remember, 7 at the academy, and they will all graduate on set. I'm just confirming that they're still set. It's very soon. It's Friday. They've had a very good run. Got a great success at the academy. This one was in Allentown. I remember last year was at Harrisburg. They're in Allentown now, and it'll be Friday at 10 a.m. with the ceremony. And they'll almost just about immediately enter the ranks. 4 more will enter the next academy, which starts next Wednesday, also at Allentown. So we go right back at it in our work to bring those numbers back to full staff. With regard to events, the American Red Cross partnered with the fire department to host Sound the Alarm this past Saturday, which was May 31st. The area covered during the event was from Main Street to Center Streets and Raspberry to Hetwine. In that time, we installed 45 smoke detectors in 10 homes. Another 8 homes asked to schedule detector installations at a later date, and 2 of those homes have since scheduled installs. Other events, our Pride flag raising will be on Friday, 1 p.m. here on Town Plaza. The 21st Annual Southside Film Festival is coming up. That's June 10th to 14th. The film Rooted About the Bethlehem Arts Community will be shown on Sunday, June 15th at 2 p.m. at Zellner Arts Center. Great Southside Sale is Saturday, June 7th, 10 a.m. at Brockle Middle School. And they can use any volunteers beforehand. When we say beforehand, we're meaning any hours leading to it, not days leading to it, but even the morning of. Begins at 10, but any unloading and preparation would be most welcomed, and that's at Brockle Middle School football field, which is right behind the school. The Juneteenth flag will be raised here on Payroll Plaza on Sunday, June 8th, until Sunday, June 22nd. There will be no official ceremony on payroll this year. The Juneteenth, Lehigh Valley encourages those who want to celebrate at Arts Quest from 2 to 9 on June 14th. Portuguese Heritage Day, and that flag raising is Sunday, June 15th at 10 a.m. The Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission Sculpture Garden Concert Series, a popular series that takes place right at the side of City Hall, will now begin. That's every Friday from 6 till 7:30. Other music is Live in the Garden. That has been running. 4 events are down, and that's Saturday nights until June 28th, 5:30 to 8 o'clock. 4 have been completed. 4 more remain. Those have also been very well attended thus far again this year. On June 8th, we'll have Live on the Greenway, and that's a Sunday afternoon, which is June 8th, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Last announcement I have is Recycling Center. Some of you may have received this announcement. We're doing our best to advertise both on our website, on the Recycling Bureau voicemail, and there'll be signs at the center. But it will be closed and offline for maintenance from June 16th to June 30th. So that at this point is an estimate. It's closed for 2 weeks. There's a lot of work that's going to be done with regard to maintenance, from moving electric from single phase to three phase, or new poles and lines for electric, a new transformer, electrical lines, panels and fuses, various fence repairs, concrete wall repairs, asphalt repair, painting, power washing, tree and shrub trimming and removal, painting all lines on the asphalt, refreshing and rehanging all existing signs. So at this point, again, that closure and estimate, the work will go on every day. Weather permitting, hopefully it will be done even before that. And if that's the case, we'll reopen earlier and advertise on all those medias as mentioned. So that is the extent of the report for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Councilwoman Kwiatek.
Thank you. The Community Development Committee will meet on Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in Town Hall to discuss one agenda item, the FAIR hearing, which is required by Article 349 and reviews economic development incentive reports submitted by the administration. This meeting is for informational purposes and no actions will be taken.
Thank you, Councilwoman. We don't have any ordinances for final passage nor new ordinances this evening. So we'll go on to resolutions. Mr. Miller, 10A.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller, and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with the Apollo Group Incorporated to provide electrical work at the Apple Butter Road Pump Station. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with DOLI Construction Corporation to provide new metering and equipment upgrades at the Apple Butter Road Pump Station. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passed 6-0. 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor is authorized to execute all application forms necessary to apply for an additional $500,000 Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program Grant And be it further resolved, the mayor and controller are hereby authorized to enter into a cooperation agreement with Collaboration 3 LLC for project administration for the redevelopment of the Goodman Building Project located at 30 and 32 East 3rd Street. Resolution is sponsored by Mr. Cologne and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Any discussion on 10C? Councilwoman Cramsey Smith?
I just had questions, I think it's probably for Ms. Collins. I'm happy the grants are available and that's great, but since the city was originally the conservator of the building, I'm wondering if there was any agreement or talk about an affordable housing component, because I know the two floors are going to be residential in this building.
So I might have to turn to the law bureau on the conservator situation. That was actually before my time. That it's been going on for quite a long time, this project, and there's been a lot of different incentives that have gone into it. There's a number of different ways that this city has been involved, Bedco has been involved. It's, it was a very challenged building that did, require a lot of assistance. I think that started under the past administration, but there was not at that time any affordable housing ties with any of the support or the conservator relationship.
I know that it's something that we couldn't mandate, and it's not like with the Delerta, but I'm just thinking that it would be, or would have been, I don't know if it's too late, and maybe at this time, since the city was unofficially the owner of the building and then was, sold to a developer, it would have been, I think, a great opportunity to have some kind of affordable housing component.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it was just a very different time and a different mindset, and it was a different administration at that point.
And the other thing I was going to bring up is, given the location of the building, we talk a lot about public restrooms, and that, is such an important component of any community. And I'm wondering if that could be part of the discussion. I don't know where they're at in the development of this building, but since it is aligns right to the bus stop, I think still is there on Mechanic Street. I'm not sure if it's still there. It was. I'm just wondering if that's something also that can be pursued as some area within this building on the first floor.
To be honest, it's really pretty far. As I mentioned, it's been, I think probably close to a decade that this project has been going on. We could certainly explore it, but I'm not sure that we have the legal mechanism at this point to acquire.
And I'm sure we can't mandate these things, but again, I'm just thinking about, again, what's best for the community, and it's great that these grants are available, but essentially the grant is government money that essentially is taxpayer money, so I'm like thinking these are opportune times where we can try to work with developers and, compromise, collaborate, like, can we get affordable housing or can we get a public restroom, because essentially, they're getting grants, and I know it's a difficult redevelopment project, sure. But again, it's getting, grants.
But to be clear, this grant is an RCAP grant, and so that comes from the state. It's awarded from the state. The city serves as a pass-through.
I'm familiar with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then, if you're familiar, that there's not an option to tie conditions, as
right.
A pass-through.
Right, yeah, I said that. I know that we can't mandate anything. I guess I'm just saying it would be a good opportunity, maybe just for the future, if something like this happens again, just to sit down and try to get the developers to do something with affordable or, a community service agreement such as like public restrooms, something like that. Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion from members of council? Before we vote on, I'll just say I'm glad to see there's more support coming to this, what I think was referred to as distressed, and that's as kind as one can be describing this building. I know it's been well publicized over the decade, so the city being involved in some of the, I'll say, in the courtroom as it related to this building over the years and previous ownership and things like that. So glad to see the ball keep rolling forward on this project. Mr. Miller, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Passes 6-0.
Councilwoman Leo?
Can I make a motion to group 10B and 10F, the use permit agreements, together?
Motion on the floor to group 10D through 10F together.
Second.
Second by Councilwoman Wilhelm. Any discussion on the motion to group use permit agreements together? Call the roll on the motion, Mr. Miller.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. The motion passes 6-0. Mr. Miller, please read the group.
Item 10D, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute use permit agreement with Arts Quest for the 2025 Sabor Latin Festival. Item 10E, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Arts Quest for the 2025 Independence Day celebration. And item 10F, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Arts Quest for the 2025 One Earth Reggae Fest. The resolutions are sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion on the group. Call the roll, please.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Use permit agreements all passed 6-0. 10G.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem in accordance with the Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposal of public records in the Department of Water and Sewer Resources as set forth in Exhibit A. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion. Call roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. 6-0. 10H.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution, is hereby granted for 121 East 3rd Street to install a new non-illuminated wall sign. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. 10I.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution, is hereby granted for 14 through 36 West 3rd Street for HCC assessments of various details associated with the proposed hotel structure. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. That concludes tonight's agenda. Get home safe, everybody.